When he saw the moonlight and the bright stars.
我们也知道在第十九篇的时候他看见太阳看见日光他心里面有一个很深的感受而想到人在神的面前是赤露敞开的。
And we know that he also realizes that we're open to the Lord when he saw the ray of the rising sun.
那么在今天我们所读的诗篇二十九篇里面
And in Psalm 29
大卫再一次从大自然联想到上帝的威严，想到上帝的伟大。
King David once again meditates on the Lord's majesty and his power from the nature.
那么当他看见这个大自然的这样的一个现象的时候
，And when he has seen the natural phenomenon，
他不能不想到我们的神是一位威严也是带着慈爱的主。
He can only think of our God being so majestic and so powerful.
他从大自然想到神，从神又想到他周遭的环境。
And from the natural phenomenon, he thinks of God, and from God, he thinks of the things that happen in our lives.
所以在第十节，他告诉我们说，他看见洪水，但是他也同时看见那个在天上坐着为王的耶和华神。
So here in verse 10, he saw the flood, but he also saw the Lord who reigns over the flood.
非常明显的，这个洪水是指说他经验过的那大暴风雨的那个洪水说的。
And apparently, the flood here.Indicates the flood that he experiences in the tempest.
但是我们也可以从他所看到这个大洪水，影射到今天这个时代所发生没有办法人控制的一些灾难所说的。
And also from this overwhelming flood, we can think of the overwhelming flood that appears in our lives.
今天不只是在这个社会，我们也看见在许多的家里面有这种洪水的现象。
And not only in the society do we observe the flood disasters, but also in our homes or families.
我们发现今天有很多的家庭没有办法处理的一些问题在我们的四周。
And we often discover many problems that we cannot solve in our family.
有的时候我们个人也碰到一些没有办法克服的危机。
And sometimes we ourselves even meet disasters that we do not know how to conquer.
这些都好像我们人生经验里面的洪水的一段经历。
And all these experiences are very similar to flood.
今天早上我希望跟弟兄姊妹一起看第十节和第十一节。
And this morning we would like to particularly zoom in and on verses 10 and 11.
请我们看这两节圣经，兄弟把这两节圣经再读一遍。
And let me read it one more time.
洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王，耶和华坐着为王直到永远。耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓，耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
从字面上，我们很清楚的可以看见这两节圣经有不同的重点。
Just on these words, we can see that these verses have two different emphases.
第十节给我们看见耶和华神在天灾人祸里面他的地位是什么。
And from verse 10, we see the status of God.In nature and in our society.
第十一节告诉我们说，耶和华神在天灾人祸里，他的工作是什么
？And verse 11 tells us the function of God.
第十节讲到神的地位。
Verse 10 talks about the status of God.
十一节讲到神的作为。
And verse 11 talks about the works of God.
不管你是信主的，或者你还没有信主。
Whether you're believers or not.
当我们看见我们周遭有许许多多的事情发生的时候
When we see many things that happen in our lives,
我们常常会发出这样的问题
We often will have a question.
我相信有神
I believe there is a God.
但是神呢、啊、在这一段时间你在哪里
But God, where are you when this happened?
第十节就是回答这个问题
And verse 10 answers this
question. 在患难里面在灾难当中在痛苦的里面神在什么地方
Where is God in the midst of tribulations and afflictions?
我相信每一个对人生认真有一个认真态度的人
And I believe that for anyone who has a serious attitude towards life,
我们常常会发这样的一个问题
We often will have this question.
上帝，你在哪里？
Lord, where are you?
那第十节给我们一个这样的回答
And verse 10 gives us this answer.
那十一节的问题是什么呢？
And where is the question from 11?
Okay, 我知道上帝你在哪，在那里。
From verse 11, we know that God, we know you are there.
但是你的公义，你的慈爱在哪里？
But where are your merciful love and your righteousness.
我知道你在那里。
I know you're there.
但是好像你完全不顾我们。
But it seems as though you do not even care.
不是我们常常都有过这样向神发出的这样的问题吗？
Don't we often have these kind of questions to the Lord?
所以在这里我们看见诗篇二十九篇，我为什么觉得非常的对我们有深入的影响和帮助？
So I see here from Psalm 29 that God's word has an important impact in our lives.
因为它针对我们非常实际、常常向神发出来的问题。
Because King David here is very practical and he asks questions to the Lord just like we would.
但是今天早上我从另外一个角度来思想这两节圣经。
But I would like to see this psalm from a different point of view this morning.
从我们这些在常常在灾难、在痛苦里面的人，从这个角度来看。
We would like to see this psalm from those of us who are in the midst of tribulation.
我们在第十节告诉我们，一个人在灾难、痛苦里面，我们应当有什么样的认识。
What kind of attitude should we have when we have tribulations, hardships?
不是单单 attitude 一个态度，就是我们的这个认识是什么，我们所能够有的一个观念是什么。
What should we realize? What should we learn from tribulations and hardships?
What is the concept? 当我们在这样的一个灾难和痛苦里面，我们应该有一些什么样的认识和观念？
What kind of concept can we derive from these tribulations?
十一节告诉我们什么呢？
And what does verse 11 tell us?
在灾难痛苦的里面，我们应当在神面前有什么样的体验和经历？
And that in the midst of tribulation, what we can experience from the Lord.
不管那个灾难是什么。
Whatever the tribulations are.
是世界性的也好，是本土性的也好。
Whether they are international causes or individual causes,
是家庭的也好，是个人的也好。
Whether they're caused by families or caused by our individual,
我觉得这两节圣经给我们有非常实际、具体的勉励和帮助。
These two verses give us very practical encouragement.
第十节，大卫在这里说：“洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华坐着为王，耶和华坐着为王，一直到永永远远。”
Verse 10 tells us that the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord reigns as king forever.
在这节圣经里面，对我们这些基督徒，我们有什么样的学习？
And what, as Christians, what can we learn from this verse?
在过去将近三十年侍奉的岁月里面，
In the past over 30 years of pastoral experience,
我非常看重信仰基本的知识论。
Emphasized on the integration of faith in our life.
换句话说，我非常看重我们对一件信仰的基本的观念是什么。
In other words, I emphasize greatly on our outlook or concept of faith.
今天早上我参加吴牧师在这个开的这个受洗班。
I went to the baptismal Sunday school class this morning.
当我参加他这一班的时候。
And it's taught by Reverend Wu, and when I was there,
我再一次想到在教会里面我们传道人的责任。
I was reminded once again our role as pastors.
因为每一个基督徒照理说都会经过那样一段的学习。
Because every Christian would go through that kind of learning.
我们今天传道人怎么样在那段时间里面好好的教导弟兄姊妹？
I was reminded once again how we need to teach.Young Christians,
影响这个基督徒前面怎么样能够好好过一个基督徒的生活。
And influence their Christian walk with the Lord for the rest of
life. 今天我们常常看见这个基督徒软弱，那个基督徒没有见证。
Sometimes we see this Christian being weak, and sometimes we see that Christian not having a good testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这些年来我不敢怪弟兄姊妹，我第一个怪的是怪我自己。
I do not dare to blame brothers and sisters, but I blame myself.
因为对我个人来讲，这个弟兄姊妹，这个基督徒，当他刚刚开始走。上基督徒道路的时候，我没有尽责。
Because when this Christian, young Christian begins his or her Christian walk, I might not have fulfilled my duty.
所以，一个正确的观念，在我个人的信仰和我教会的侍奉里面，成为一个很重的负担。
So the concept of our Christian life with serving the Lord and our walk with the Lord is very important.
请弟兄姊妹再回到第十节。
Let us go back to verse 10.
大卫在这里说，洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王，他坐着为王直到永远。
David says, the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever.
这里给我们看见两个很重要的一个观念。
And we see two very important concepts here.
第一个观念是什么呢？
And what is the first concept?
不要错把部分当整体。
Do not mistake the partial with the whole.
不要把部分看成整体。
Do not view the partial as the whole
story. 第二。
Second.
不要错把过程看成结局。
Do not assume the process as the ending.
让我花一点时间解释一下。
Let me spend some time to explain this verse.
什么叫做不要错把部分看成整体呢？
What does it mean not to see the part as the whole?
第十节前半段怎么说？
And what does the first part of verse 10 say?
洪水泛滥是外表的。
Overflooding is the outside, the outward.
是看得见的。
It's something that we can see.
耶和华坐作为王是属灵的。
But Jehovah reign as king is something pertaining to the spiritual realm.
不是我们的肉眼可以看到的。
It is something that we cannot see with our physical eyes.
我们今天肉眼可以看到到处泛滥的洪水。
When we see the flood that are all over the place,
只有灵眼可以看作坐在宝座上面的王。
But only with our spiritual eyes can we see the God who reigns on earth.
所以我们肉眼所看到的是部分而已。
So what we can see with our physical eyes is only that it is partial.
我们说基督徒和非基督徒的不同在哪里？
And what is the difference between Christian and non-Christian?
有很多的不同。
And there are many differences.
那里面有一个很独特的一点。
There's one particular point.
保罗告诉我们说，我们基督徒的心眼被神点亮。
Paul says that our eyes are illumined by God.
我们的心眼打亮，我们就可以看见我们还没有成为基督徒以前所没有看到的东西。
And as our spiritual eyes are illuminated, we see the things that we do not see before we are Christians.
一个刚强的基督徒和软弱的基督徒分别在哪里？
And what is the difference between a strong and a weak Christian?
一个刚强的基督徒，他心里面的眼睛是敏锐的，是明亮的。
A strong Christian has spiritual eyes that are sharp.
一个软弱的基督徒，他的心眼打开，但是他已经慢慢慢慢模糊了。
But a weak Christian opens his eyes, but do not see that things in the spiritual realm.
一个模糊的眼睛需要用外面的东西来帮助他。
Having a blurry vision, you need to have something from the outside to help you see clear.
三四十年来，
in the last 30, 40 years,
我一直以我20/20的眼睛为骄傲。
And I've been proud of my 20/20 perfect vision.
但是一个人骄傲是有限的。
But there's a limit to one's pride.
有骄傲到一个地步，上帝就要来管教。
Because to a point, God would discipline us.
所以到了五六年前，
so till 5-6 years ago,
眼睛就开始模糊了。
My eyes started to be blurry.
每一次我要看一样东西，
every time when I see something,
我要请师母把它放到老远的，我才可以看得到。
I had to ask Mrs. Lee to put it aside or farther away so that I can see.
后来就开始配上一个使我更老成持重的眼镜。
And so I started to wear glasses.
因为眼睛模糊需要调整。
Because my eyesight was blurry, therefore it needs to have adjustment.
基督徒也是一样。
And so are we.
如果非基督徒只看见肉眼所看的那一部分，
if we only see that are flesh and the flesh.
你不能够用你肉眼所看到那部分来代表你对整体的认识。
We cannot only see what we can see with our fleshly eyes, that which is only partial, and assume that is the whole story or the truth.
为什么基督徒会软弱？
And why do Christians become weak?
我们看到洪水，跟非基督徒看到洪水一样。
We see the flood just as non-Christians see flood.
但是我们到一个地步，我们没有办法克服这个外面洪水给我们带来心里面的震撼。
But to a point, we do not know how to overcome the flooding experiences.
所以我在这里说，我们要常常调整我们属灵的眼光。
Therefore, we need to adjust our spiritual eyesight.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里很清楚地看见神今天坐在那里为王，不只是他坐着为王，而且他是凌驾在洪水的上面。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see God as the king, but not only so, we need to see him reigning over the flood.
我们人有一个普遍的软弱。
And we have a common weakness.
很容易以偏概全。
Many times we see the partial and assume that that is.
我们看了一部分，我们以为一切就是这个样子。
We only see in parts, and we thought everything is the same and generalized.
我跟师母两个多礼拜以前从澳洲回来。
Mrs. Lee and I had just come back from Australia.
我们在澳洲所经验到的一个很特别的事情，就是听澳洲人说英文。
One peculiar experience we had in Australia was to listen to Australians speak English.
这些澳洲人讲英文的发音跟我们很不一样。
And their pronunciation is very different from ours.
而且他们说话呢也是含混不清的。
And they also talk in their mouth.
他们好像很舍不得把嘴巴打开来。
It seems as though they really hesitate to open their mouth.
后来我问他们，我说为什么你们澳洲人讲话就是这样嘴巴这样，这个很难开尊口。
So I was curious and I asked them, why do you always talk with your mouth sort of halfway open?
后来他们告诉我一个秘密。
And they told me a little secret.
他说你不知道澳洲苍蝇很多。
And they said, well, don't you know that there are many flies in Australia?
他说什么时候我们讲话如果太张太大口的话呢苍蝇就会飞进去。
And don't you know, as we open our mouth, as we talk, the flies might go in.
后来我懂了，因为他们澳洲有一种帽子。
And then I finally understood because they had this hat.
他们的帽子那个边边上有很多的坠子。
And at the edge there are many.
垂下来的东西。
Many things hanging around on the edge.
那么我就不懂为什么坠很多这些东西。
And I was again curious, didn't know why there are so.
他们说是赶苍蝇用的。
And so, well, we use this to get the flies go out, to warn the flies away.
当我讲这句话的时候，
and when I talk about this,
我犯了一个大毛病。
And there's a mistake that I've made.
以偏概全。
I generalized that.
我说澳洲人讲话都是嘴巴不打开来的。
And I saw that all Australians talk with their mouth half open.
事实上不是这样。
But in actuality, it was not so.
我们也碰到过口齿非常清晰的澳洲人。
We've also met with Australians who talk very clearly.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有注意到这件事情。
I was wondering if you have noticed this thing.
很多时候我们在不知不觉当中都犯了这样的毛病。
And many times unconsciously we make a mistake.
我们在教会里面对人对事也是如此。
And in church we are often like this too.
我们似乎一棒把所有船上的统统打到水里面去了。
And many times it seems as though we generalize everything.
你对人对事有这样的一种以偏概全的态度。
And if we generalize people and things,
怪不得在洪水泛滥的时候，你就产生许多的怨言，许多的不幸，许多的不满。
If we do that, no wonder many times we have complaints in our hearts.
求主帮助我们，不只是看见全地泛滥的洪水。
May the Lord help us to not only see the flood.
也让我们看见那坐在宝座上面的我们的神。
But also help us to see the King who reigns over the flood.
另外一方面，我们在这节圣经上面看到，不要错把过程当结局。
And from a second emphasis, we want to see not to assume the process as the ending.
前面我们是从空间的角度来看，现在我们从时间的角度来看。
In the first part, we see it from the spatial dimension, and now we want to see it from the time dimension.
很多时候我们在空间的角度，这个有错误的观念，带来许许多多额外的痛苦。
Many times we have assumptions that are wrong from the spatial dimension.
有的时候我们在时间上也是一样。
And oftentimes we make the same kind of mistakes.
请注意第十节，洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华作为王是指什么呢？
And let us notice here what it means to have the king reign over the flood.
大卫从过去一直看到如今。
And from the past into the present, David sees God.
然后他说，耶和华作为王直到永远是什么意思呢？
And the second part, what does it mean when David says the Lord is enthroned as king forever?
从现在看到永远。
He sees God from the present till the future.
所以这两句话，一个是从过去到现在，另外一句话是从现在一直到永远。
So with these two sentences, King David sees God as the God from past to the present, and then again from the present to the future.
如果一个基督徒没有一个整体的历史观和时间的观念的时候，
if a Christian does not have a whole point of view of history,
我们的怨天尤人就是从这里来的。
We would often have complaints in life.
我们知道所有的事情没有到最后，我们不能随便下结论。
We know that it is not right to make a conclusion before its ending.
很多人说我的命真苦啊。
And many people complain and say, well, I've lived a hard life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，基督徒的看法不一样。
Dear brothers and sisters, we Christians do not see life as such.
也许到如今你命是苦的。
Perhaps up until this point, you have lived a hard life.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒看见在前面的路拐了弯以后，也许上帝在那边有丰富的预备和改变。
But we as Christians see God's wonderful provision as we make the turn.
我在美国14年。
I've lived in the United States for 14 years.
每一次我看美国热门的球类比赛，特别容易说明这一种的真理。
And it reminds me of, there's one thing in America that reminds me of this story, and that is the games.
我们看篮球比赛哈。
For example, a basketball game.
特别是实力很相近的两队。
Especially when you have two teams that have the similar potential.
你不到最后一秒钟，你不会放弃不去看它。
Only until you wait until the very last minute would you know what's going on.
因为你看这个电视，这个篮球比赛。
Because when you see the game, watch the game on the TV.
你去厨房倒一杯水回来，已经乾坤扭转。
If you go to the kitchen and get a cup of water, the game might be changed.
所以你在过程当中，你不能说这一队强，那一队弱。
So in the process of the game, you cannot make the conclusion whether this team is winning or losing.
我看美式足球刚刚在学看的时候。
I remember when I was learning to watch or understand the American football.
我发现他们有个规定叫 two-minute warning.
I noticed that they had a two-minute warning.
我觉得很有意思。
And I thought it was very interesting.
我这两分钟对我来讲可以说是一点没有不足轻重的事情。
I didn't see the significance of two or three minutes.
但是对那二十二个人来讲，
But to those 22 team members,
那两分钟是非常重要的。
Those 2 minutes are extremely important.
因为那两分钟可能会扭转乾坤。
Because those 2 minutes period of time might make a losing team to become a winning team.
所以到最后两分钟，他们拼命用各式各样的策略来达到他们要战胜的目的。
So even though it is till the very end, the last 2 or 3 minutes or so, they still strive their best.
现在我们教孩子。
And now when we discipline our kids.
我们就很喜欢讲，哎，学学人家张德培，张培德还是张德培？啊，张德培 ，Michael Chang。
We often say, well, look at Michael Chen.
哎呀，我们实在觉得有这样的一个中国的下一代，哎呀，我们这些中国人特别光彩。
We feel very proud to have a Chinese descent.
大家有没有注意到他最近得到冠军？
Well, have you noticed lately when he won the prize?
几乎每一场球赛，
almost in every game,
都是第一局输的。
He often loses in the first game.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有注意到报上这样的一个记载。
I don't know if we have noticed this phenomenon.
他都是第一局输，然后第二局、第三局把他扳回过来。
He often loses in the first game, but in second and the third game he'll win.
弟兄姊妹，难道这一些见证和例子没有给我们一些启发吗？
We can certainly learn lessons from these examples.
弟兄姊妹，到永远的是耶和华作主为王，不是洪水到永远。
Our king reigns forever, not the flood.
圣经说洪水泛滥之时，耶和华作主为王。
The Bible tells us when there's flood, God reigns over the flood.
然后他说不是洪水泛滥直到永远，是耶和华作主为王直到永远。
The Bible does not say the flood will reign forever, but God will reign as king forever.
不管自然界的天灾，
Whether it be natural disasters,
不管社会界的人祸，
whether it be societal harms,
不管个人生活的灾难，
whether it's tribulation from our individual lives,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
让我们从这节很熟悉的圣经得到提醒。
Let us be reminded once again from these examples.
让我们有个正确的观念。
Let us have a right, correct concept.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
不要错把部分当整体。
Do not assume the part as the whole.
不要把错把过程当结局。
Let us not assume the process as the ending.
那这里给我们看到的是我们一个人在灾难苦难里面应该有的一个基本的观念和认识。
And here it teaches us to have a correct concept when we have tribulations.
我们看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
到底我们在灾难苦难里面对神应该有一些什么样的体验和经历？
What kind of experiences can we have in the midst of tribulations?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
请注意十一节。
Let us take note here.
耶和华没有让他的百姓从洪水里面出来。
Jehovah did not let his people come out of the flood.
十一节是紧跟着第十节来的。
Verse 11 follows verse 10.
第十节讲到洪水泛滥。
Verse 10 talks about the flood.
第十一节讲到上帝的拯救。
And verse 11 talks about the deliverance of the Lord.
但是非常稀奇的，上帝没有拯救他的百姓脱离洪水。
But amazingly, God did not deliver his people from the flood.
上帝也没有马上把这个洪水变成大地回春。
And God did notcommand the flood to go away or disappear.
我常常在这里讲。
And I often mention here.
弟兄姊妹，不要看错。
Let us not assume the wrong.
我们基督徒和非基督徒一样。
We Christians are the same as non-Christians.
对今天发生在我们周遭的天灾人祸或者是苦难也好。
Whether from the natural phenomenon disasters or human societal harms.
我们基督徒没有特别的免疫性。
We Christians are not immune from tribulation.
非基督徒所经历的洪水
and the flood non-Christians experienced in their lives.
我们基督徒也会经历。
We as Christians will also experience.
弟兄姊妹，你这一方面的观念影响到你整个做基督徒的生活。
And this concept or attitude will influence your spiritual walk.
如果我们今天根据或者受到我们中国传统民间宗教的影响。
And if we are influenced by our Chinese traditional views,
我们来到神明的面前
and we come before the gods that people worship,
我们享受的是那一个什么事情都顺利
and what we experience or what we thought the concept is that everything will go smoothly,
我们所得到的是福而不是祸
what we gain is the blessing and not the harm.
那在我们的信仰里面，你迟早会出问题
If this is the case, then we would certainly meetproblems or troubles.
因为我们基督徒也遇到打击。
Because we as Christians also have storms in life.
我们基督徒也遇到意外。
We also have accidents.
我们基督徒家庭也出许许多多的问题。
We also face problems in our families.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法在这些事上有任何的避免。
We are not immune from these things.
神从来不以改变外面的环境来表达他对他百姓的拯救。
God never changes the outward environment to show us his deliverance.
在洪水的里面
In the midst of flood,
他赐他的百姓力量，给他的百姓平安的福。
God blesses his own people with strength and with peace.
请注意，他在洪水的里面给力量，他在苦难的里面给平安。
Please notice here, in the flood, he gives us peace, strength.And in tribulations, he gives us peace.
以前有个父亲跟他三个孩子讲。
There's a story that talks about a father talks to his three children.
每一个人只能够在饼干罐里面拿一把饼干。
And he says to them, each one of you can grab a handful of candy.
不能拿两把，只能够一把。
You can only do it once.
所以这个老三就看大哥一把抓了一把。
So the youngest kid looked at his older brother.
然后看见老二哥呢也抓了一把。
Both of his brothers had handful of candies.
等到他要去抓的时候
And when he came to his turn,
他站在那个饼干罐面前
he stood right beside the jar.
看看他哥哥手上的一把饼干
And he saw the handful of the candies in his
看看他二哥手上的饼干
And he saw the other brother's candies.
后来他就跟他爸爸讲
And he talked to his father.
他说爸爸
And asked him, said, Father,
请你替我拿一把饼干
Can you take a handful of candies for me?
因为你说每一个人只有一把
Because you said everyone can have one chance.
你没有说是用谁的手去拿一把。
But you didn't tell us who can do it.
如果用我的手去抓的话
If I use my own hands,
我永远输过我的哥哥们。
I would never get enough candy as my brothers.
因为你说只能够一把。
And because you said I only have one
chance. 所以爸爸，请你替我抓一把。
So dear father, can you do it for me?
因为爸爸，你的手不只是比我的手大，你的手比我两个哥哥的手都大。
Because dear daddy, your hands are not only bigger than mine, but your hands bigger than my brother's hands.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
我们来到神的面前
as we come before the Lord,
我们要这个，要那个。
We want this and we want that.
但愿神今天早上提醒我们
But let us be reminded again this morning,
我们只要神抓给我们的那一些
We only want those things that God grabbed for us.
永远我们的手去抓我们永远用我们的手去抓都是有限的
And if we use our own hands to grab that which we want, we will always be limited.
我相信我们每一个人在洪水的里面。
I believe every one of us in our storms and flood.
我们有不同的需要，有不同的祷告。
We have different needs and different prayer requests.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
但愿我们要的是神给我们的。
May we want those that God wants us to have.
讲到这里，我愿意提出一个非常严肃的问题。
And right now, I would like to pose a very serious matter.
上帝是爱。
Our God is loving.
为什么地上有洪水呢？
Since He's loving, why would there be flood?
为什么上帝许可苦难临到我们的四周，临到我们的身上？
Why does God allow storms to come into our lives?
或者说好了，我认了，上帝，你预备这些，你为什么不快快地把这些灾难挪去？
Or sometimes you might ask God, why don't you get rid of these storms right away?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我刚才已经说过了。
I have mentioned before.
耶和华作作为王，直到永远。
Our God reigns as King forever.
不是洪水泛滥，直到永远。
It is not the flood that reigns forever.
我们从圣经上清楚地看见。
But the Bible clearly tells us.
所有的战火。
All kinds of tribulations.
所有的苦难。
All kinds of hardships.
所有的难处。
All kinds of difficulties.
总有一天会过去。
Someday they would all disappear.
记得两个礼拜以前，我在这里跟大家分享的吗
？I remember a few weeks ago I was sharing with you.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
要继续的相信。
But continue to believe.
洪水是怎么来的呢
？And how does flood come about?
我相信神是慈爱的。
I believe that our God is a merciful, loving God.
但是他认识人。
But He knows people.
他知道我们。
He knows us.
他知道我们很多时候敬酒不吃，吃罚酒。
And He knows that sometimes we do not respond to soft treatments, but only with hard discipline.
他知道我们在他对我们好好的时候，我们不会来到他的面前。
He knows.
有的时候经过一些患难，我们才会醒悟过来到他面前。
He knows many times it's easier for us to come to Him when we meet storms in life.
中东所发生的事情。
The crisis that is in the Middle East.
你家所发生的事情。
And the things that are happening in your homes.
都是提醒我们一件事情。
Are all reminding us one thing.
他作作为王，他没有改变。
That our God is reigning forever. He will never change.
而且他要给我们在洪水的里面有力量，在洪水的里面有平安。
And He also promises to give us strength and to give us peace.
换句话说，
In other words,
让我们在这个没有办法免疫的苦难里面。
And although we are not immune from hardships,
有力量在洪水的里面有平安。
And He also promises to give us strength and to give us peace.
换句话说，
In other words,
让我们在这个没有办法免疫的苦难里面。
And although we are not immune from hardships,
让我们为他做见证。
Let us still work or live a life that is worthy.
当我准备到这里的时候，
And as I prepared to this point,
我突然有一个检讨。
I all of a sudden had a self-examination.
我说主啊，每一次我遇到病痛，
And I said, Lord, every time when I have sickness.
我遇到患难，
When I have hardships,
我第一个祷告是什么呢？
What is my first prayer to you?
主啊，求你挪掉这些。
Oh God, please get rid of these things for me.
我突然发现我这个祷告错了。
And all of a sudden realize that this kind of prayer is incorrect.
我应该怎么祷告呢？
And why how should I pray?
主啊，我所面临的这些苦难，
I should pray, Lord, in the midst of all these hardships,
你的意思是什么？你的意思是什么？
What is your will?
到底你的目的是什么？
What is your purpose?
弟兄姊妹不要忘记。
And don't forget.
到永远的是作作为王的主。
Brothers and sisters, our God reigns as King forever.
洪水不是到永远。
The flood will pass away.
但是在这个洪水的过程当中，
But in the process of the flood,
让我们学习有信心。
Let us learn to have faith.
我十分的相信。
And I have the assurance.
Fanny Crosby, 她有这样的信心。
Fanny Crosby had this kind of faith.
她因为医生的错误，让她一辈子活在黑暗里面。
And because of a mistake from a physician, she had this disease.
她不是生来瞎子的人。
She was not born as blind.
她是人的错误带出来一生活在黑暗里面的人。
But she became blind due to the human error.
但是因着她一生在黑暗里面写了几千首，一直到今天我们还喜欢唱的诗歌。
And although she was blind for the rest of her life, she wrote many hymns that touch our lives.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. 有福的确据，耶稣属我。这是一个瞎了眼睛的诗人所写的。
And she wrote this particular hymn, Blessed Assurance.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
有许许多多人一辈子心刚硬，不肯信主。
Many people are stubborn and they do not want to believe God.
我认识一个心里很刚硬、不肯信主的长辈。
And I know such a brother.
没有人可以说服他。
No one can convince him.
神借着他十年妻子的生病而感动了他。
And God used the 10 years of sickness on his wife to touch his heart.
他的妻子是基督徒。
His wife is a Christian.
在病痛的里面活出喜乐的见证。
And when she was sick, she lived a life. That had a good testimony for the Lord.
做了许多基督徒没有办法做的事。
She did many things that Christians do not even know how to do.
这个长辈就是曾经在清华大学当校长的张明哲先生。
And this brother is a professor in a university, brother.
没有人能够说服他。
No one could convince him.
但是洪水里面的力量和平安感动了他。
But the strength and the peace from flood touched his heart.
好不好？我们再把第十节、第十一节读一遍。
Let us read verses 10 and 11 once again.
我们用中文齐声的把它读一遍。
Let us read it in unison in Chinese.
当我们读的时候
，and when as we read,
让我们再一次思想今天我们所领受的。
Let us meditate again what we have learned this morning.
我们一起读。洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王。耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓，耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。好吧，我们一同翻开第231首。
Let us turn to hymn number 231.
231首。我们一同起立，上第一节、第三节 ，the first and the last stanza。
安稳吟唱，在他大能翅膀下，狂风暴雨来攻我也不怕。魔鬼虽拥挤，欲夺去我灵魂，但我在主。带我飞上天梯，称颂主恩天天丰富容颜，安稳隐藏主翅膀下，谁能使我立足爱世界末期常常主翅膀下有平
安。我们再唱一次副歌 ，the chorus。
Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever? 牧师